We're here with Christian Mayer, third place at the Nationals individual time trial. Christian, coming into this race, I think perhaps some people had you pegged as the favorite. Again, as we just heard, Swain not being here. How would you feel coming into this race? And did you feel that there was pressure on you?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've been here second many times to Swain as well, and there was always going to be a possibility to win, of course. And but I also knew already coming in that Hugo was really motivated, and like I said earlier, I mean, Hugo's had some fantastic time trial results this year, and he's really been shining in the discipline, which is really great to see, you know. And you know, I can't take anything away from him. I feel I had a good ride, and I mean, he had a great ride. So I mean, it was a course where there really was no hiding. So I mean, he definitely put on a class ride, and you know, big congratulations to him for such a fantastic ride.
There was a hill, there was a lot of wind. Describe the course to us, and do you feel it was suited to you?
Yeah, I think the course was I would say, yeah, like you said, hilly and had some wind out there. And I would say certain sections probably suited me pretty well. You know, I tend to go a little bit better when I have a course where it's sort of has some change in rhythm. So, you know, I would try to take the downhills pretty easy and then try to tackle the climbs pretty hard. And that being said, there was also some really long, fast fall slide downhill sections that suited the, you know, the bigger guys a bit better, like Hugo and Ryan. But yeah, I think it was not a bad course. It was actually better than I would have imagined it was in training, you know, when you sort of see the course before and it's, you know, well, with four turnarounds per lap or something, that's quite a bit of stop and go. But, you know, in the end, it made the course go by pretty quickly. You know, you're always doing something, either going up a climb or stopping for a corner, or which made it go by a bit quicker.
Right. And were you able to get any split times during your ride?
Yeah, I got a few. I got a bit from the BC guys here. But, you know, I heard after the first lap that Hugo was about 30 seconds up, which is already a pretty big deficit to try to make up on Hugo. But, I mean, for me, all I did is I just continued to do my ride and the best I could. And like I said, I felt pretty good. And, yeah, it was great to see Hugo do such a good ride.
Well, congratulations. I mean, third place, and you did your ride. I mean, the time trial isn't something that you can really change anything or reinvent yourself halfway through the ride. You've got to stick to what you've... If you start off hard, or if that's your plan, or if you're a hard finisher, that's how you got to do it. So you feel like you left it all out there. I mean, that was what you had planned to do.
Exactly. And, you know, I rode probably pretty good splits of both my laps were almost identical time. So, yeah, I don't feel I left too much out there in the end.
Well, congratulations. And coming here, I mean, you must have your eye also on the road race. Last time you were here, you were in a big breakaway at the end, perhaps a little bit mistimed. A few seconds later, you would have won it. What are your feelings going into the same course, same road race Saturday?
Yeah, it's a bit tricky. I mean, the Nationals road race is always a bit of a tricky race. You know, I've been on both ends where, you know, you've taken advantage of certain tactics, but I've also been on the other end where, you know, I've been behind because of other tactics. So it's a bit tricky because typically, you know, you get sort of marked a little bit, and you know, sometimes some funny tactics can take place at the Nationals. So yeah, it's always a gamble, and we'll just go out there and play it by ear and try to do the best ride we can.
How do you feel being alone here, a lone rider for your team, when some of the other teams have other riders that could actually work for them? I mean, is that part of your strategy? You've got to work that into it.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, they kind of sometimes put you on the back foot, you know, like they might try to mark you out of a breakaway or something. But yeah, I guess at the end of the day, you just have to be stronger, don't you?
Well, congratulations in the time trial, and good luck in the road race. I mean, if it's anything like your last road race here, it'll be something to watch.
I hope so. Thank you very
much.
Thanks.